Well, hello, and welcome to A Day at the Beach. This is Clint Beachwood, and this is podcast number 110. It's September 9th, 2015. Summer is winding down here on the north side of the equator, and winter is finally winding down on the south side. Wherever you are listening to this, thank you for tagging along, and hope you enjoy a little bit of surf music here for about the next hour or so. A lot of new surf music came out this summer, and I have a whole stack of it right here. I could easily play all brand new surf music this show, but I've decided to throw in a few older things. Not really traditional type stuff, but, you know, things that came out, things that aren't brand new. So, new things outweigh the old things, about 2-to-1 for this show. Okay, I'm going to start off with a brand new CD, believe it or not, from a band from Pittsburgh, PA. That's in the northeast section of this United States. It's the Turbosonics' brand new album called Tres Gatos Suave. I'm going to play a song called Jeanette's Pier. This is Surf at Maximum Impact.
Thank you.
More new music from Burt Rocket this time around. The song is called The Wreck, and it comes from his album Fiberglass Frenzy, a Double Crown recording artist. The Neptones, going back a few years, we heard a song called Bikini Atoll Beach Party. That comes from their Planet of Surf album. Davy Allen and the Arrows celebrating Davy's 50th anniversary. We heard Theme from the Unknown. That comes from a new release from Davy Allen and the Arrows called King of the Fuzz Guitar. And started the show off with the Turbosonics from their Tres Gatos Suave CD. We heard Jeanette's Pier. Nice thing about that Turbosonics album, I think, one thing I really like about it is that so many of their songs are just so different. Still in the surf realm, but boy, their styles vary quite a bit, and I really like the variety in that album, so good job, you guys. All right, today is September 9th, and it is Norm Cabrera's birthday. Norm, you might know him from The Ghastly Ones, the drummer with The Ghastly Ones, currently the lead guitarist, or at least maybe one of the two lead guitarists with a band called Boss Fink. We've had a release or two so far, and now a very cool release called RPM. I picked this up at the Surf Guitar 101 convention this summer. And I'm going to play a song called Fall of the House of Gary Usher. If you don't know who Gary Usher was, he was in a few surf bands early 60s, mostly kind of studio-produced surf bands like the Hondells and the Superstocks. He collaborated with Brian Wilson on some of the Beach Boys songs, and then he went into producing and owning record labels and all sorts of very other things. This is a tribute to him, I guess. The only sad thing about Gary Usher is that he died of cancer at the age of 51. Anyway, this is Boss Fink doing The Fall of the House of Gary Usher. New music from the Surftronics. They're a band out of Canada, and I think you can pronounce it either the Surftronics or les Surftronics. Anyway, the name of the song was Seahorses, of course. I had it right there in front of me. Anyway, the name of the album is Greatest Hits. Before that, the Nebulas from their self-titled album, The Nebulas. We heard Nebulop. That album is 10 years old, believe it or not, 2006. And before that, RPM is the name of the album from Boss Fink. And again, Norm's birthday. Happy birthday. Gladly play a song by Boss Fink. So check it out. And anytime you can combine surf music with Edgar Allan Poe, you got to go for it, right? All right, received a new album from the Aqua Velvets, Miles Corbin and Company. The name of the album is El Morocco, and it's a very laid-back, mellow kind of a set of music. All the songs really are. I'm going to play a song called Sunland, and you'll get a good idea of what this album's about. It's not your classic surf album, that's by all means, but check it out, see what you think. I kind of like this stuff once in a while. You know, I don't listen to things like this all the time, obviously, but it certainly has a place in my musical liking to be played at times. Anyway, brand new from the Aqua Velvets. Thank you. My, what a nice exotic treat that is. Brand new from the Tikiaki Orchestra. The album is called Idol Worship and Other Primitive Pleasures, and we heard a song called Mlaga Cove. I would say most people who enjoy surf music would enjoy that style of exotica type thing. Boy, and the Tikiaki Orchestra do it quite nicely on this brand new CD. Mlaga Cove from Tikiaki Orchestra. Before that, we heard Pavlov's Woody doing Sunset Boulevard. That comes from their album They Came From Beneath the Surf. And the Aqua Velvets with a song called Sunland. That comes from their brand new album called El Morocco. My name's Clint Beachwood. This is podcast number 110 of A Day at the Beach. I do have a giveaway for you. I have a CD to give away that I received from a fan, an avid listener of not only this show, but the others. And his name, well, he likes to go by Moby Duck, the surf fan. And he graciously just gave me this CD here. And I will be giving that away here well before the end of the show, okay? At least tell you how you can win it. Let's put it that way. From Belgium is a band called Los Venturas. They recorded some albums up at Pete Curry's recording studio, the Powwow Fun Room. It's up in L.A., and they put a lot of these songs together. They recorded these over about a four-year period, I think, from 2008 to 2012. And I pulled one off of that CD called A Walk in the Park. Los Venturas on A Day at the Beach.
You're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast with Clint Beachwood.
Hey. We just heard a brand new song from the Madeira off of their Ancient Wind CD released just this summer. The song we heard was Coral Island. What a great CD this is. Before the Madeira, we heard The Other Timelines doing Vamp Camp, a self-titled CD by The Other Timelines. Both of these bands, the albums being put out by Double Crown Records, I should mention. Before that, Los Protones. I have a hard time saying Protones. I don't know why. Los Protones. We heard a song called Medusa, and that comes from their greatest hits collection called 2020 Monstros. 20 Monstros. Songs by Los Protones. And Los Venturas before that with A Walk in the Park. Again, coming out on the Pow Wow Fun Room album they put out this summer also. All right, I have an album here to give away. It's a CD, actually. It's maybe have been played once, and I have it here in my hand to give to you. It's called Search for Atlantis. It's a compilation put out by Green Cookie Records in Greece, and it is a collection of Greek surf bands. Pretty cool stuff. Bands like the Aqua Barons, Dirty Fuse, Meanwhile in Mexico, the Overtones, just to name a few. I think there's about 17, 18 songs on this little number. It's yours. All you have to do is tell me what city in Greece Green Cookie Records is located. Should be a pretty easy find. Nothing too tricky here, okay? Be the first one to contact me, and I will put it in the mail and send it to you anywhere in the world. Just let me know, okay? Great thing about the internet, it lists the time and date of the time the message was sent, regardless whether it's Surf Guitar 101, an email, you name it. So get in touch with me. I gladly send this to you. It's a really good CD. All right, gives you a good idea of the sound of surf music in Greece, which is pretty good. A band out of Colorado called The Plungers put out a CD several years ago. It's called The Land of 1,000 Surf Guitars, and I have it all queued up for you. We're going to hear Into the Unknown. This is The Day at the Beach, number 110.
see Flint's started. All engines are started. We have ignition. 2-1-0. We have a liftoff.
Cool song by the Packards. That's going back to 1980 for that song. Comes off the Packards album Pray for Surf. Squad Car, of course, is the name of the song. The sirens being provided by the City of Irvine Police Department, I read in the liner notes. Irvine is in Orange County, which is, you know, between L.A. and San Diego, where I'm at. Before that, the Sine Waves out of the UK. The song is called Moon Computer, and this is Into the Syntax Era with the Sine Waves, name of the album. The Trabants did a song called Skywalker. Not to be confused with Luke Skywalker. It's simply entitled Skywalker. Freak Out is the name of the album. Again, new material from the Trabants. And from Colorado, the Plungers with Into the Unknown from their Land of a Thousand Surf Guitars. I'm going to wrap things up by playing some Los Tiki Phantoms, one of my favorite albums of this year so far. The name of the album is El Misterio del Talisman. And I'm going to play Double Bombo. Double Bombo by Los Tiki Phantoms. And then wrap things up with Jimmy Strings doing Spring Party off of his Crashing Reverbs album. Again, thanks to Moby Duck the Surf Fan for providing today's giveaway for you. An avid listener of the show, thank you so much. Living up in the high desert of Southern California. Again, the album is Search for Atlantis, a compilation of Greek surf bands. Yours for the taking. Get in touch with me. Tell me where Green Cookie Records is located, okay? So let's wrap this show up with Los Tiki Phantoms and then Jimmy Strings, and I'll be back in about a month with Podcast 111. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back. You know, after checking the clock on the wall, I realize I have time to squeeze in one more song. So I'm going to play a song by another new band, at least in my collection, the Del Vipers, off of a new album came out in 2015, Terror of the Del Vipers. I'm going to play a song called Anesthesia. So once again, I'll say goodbye. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Here's the Del Vipers.